that McGovern went wrong with the skunk. He said what McGovern is doing with the Israelis is one of the most outrageous cheap tricks he's ever seen.
I was
going
to ask you about it. I read it in the news on what that all college said, and I thought, Christ, are we that far off on this? We haven't dealt with it. We haven't exploited it. But there's something to the effect that, I don't know. I think we've done the right thing. But,
President Cal.
I know it's not true. Chris tried to make us look bad.
Yeah.
Now, by breaking relations, he said, don't establish relations with Egypt. Who the hell's establishing relations with Egypt?
The president. What he is.
Breaking relations with Lebanon. Harry, I don't understand.
It's an outrage. Lebanon is the one moderate country in that region. The one
except for Israel.
It is the one border that Israel has, which is not under very significant attack. It is a total outrageous irresponsibility for McGovern to say this. It is pure demagogy. No potential president of the United States has a right to behave that way. I think, Mr. President, these guys
they're
just sitting
you
down.
They attack on a grain deal, saying that somebody got it.
And secret meeting with them.
Sorry.
If you don't disapprove, but this is the... But actually, this is... This gives us a chance to keep the Egyptians quiet throughout
what,
the
day. Sure, the politics is what I'm interested in at the moment. I must say, I don't know how the public will react. Christ, I don't know what else we could have done. We've indicated the part we did so.
The President, I think you came across as cool-headed, compassionate, practical.
Well, I was
some of the major,
like major items, major products. And,
but it's really amazing how your channel operates on things for which you can't even take credit. Take the Leningrad. We have a consulate to open in Leningrad. It was completely stonewalled. They said it would take 2.5 years to build. I said to Dobrin, and really in passing, I said, you know, I'm going to go to Leningrad, and the president's interested in this. Could you raise it with Brezhnev just to give us a reasonable deadline? He came back, and we now have a commitment that they will complete building it by June 1st next year, which is really very rapid if you consider that some of it is winter. And so we can open that in October. We can have an opening ceremony of the Leningrad and San Francisco consulate. So we'll have a constant series of little movements.
Over in October.
Yeah. Because the office building is what we're talking about. They already have a building in which they're operating temporarily. Another little blip that's going to help us is Lidakto is going to come through Moscow either the day before or the day after I've been there. So either way, without us doing anything, the news story
here
I'm going to bring you. So. Now, on what I'm going to discuss, I've really mentioned
already
tomorrow morning. I'm going up for this afternoon to see the Chinese to give them a briefing. But on trade, we have a package that I've already given to them, that I've already agreed to in principle, which Lanning and Peterson and everybody's happy with, which is it will amount to a minimum of $750 million, a maximum of $800 million, which is, in either case, they started with $300 million. It's about halfway between our positions, and it's on Lendlease, Ex-Im Bank, and we give them Ex-Im credit to settle the Lendlease. And they will send a delegation over here, that we will conclude a comprehensive trade agreement. I'm going to make some propositions to them on gas. I've worked with David Rockefeller on organizing private credit. So we can show them that as a sign of good faith. And on European Security Conference and Mutual Force Reduction, I will print back a piece of paper that you can then make a decision on, which will lead to an announcement of both of these conferences.
In October.
I will have nothing to do with that. I mean, that will not be direct. We will just sit. That was a subject that was discussed, but not that we made any significant progress. Salt, they have agreed to November 15th as the opening day, but you will announce that in October. That will not appear in the communique. I talked to Mansfield when I spoke to him this morning. About getting salt through next week. Because Gromyko is coming here at the end of the month and he'd like to see you.
Oh, of course, I should see him. Always do.
And I thought, Mr. President, if you wanted to, if we could get the Senate to ratify the thing, we could have a signing ceremony here.
Right.
With Gromyko and you, or Gromyko and Rogers, whichever way you want to play. But we could impart it, the ratification, we could make a big ceremony.
You know, I might, I'll look at the schedule carefully, but I might in this instance, since I'm giving a dinner, a small dinner for you, I might give a small one for Gromyko.
I think that I would do it.
Touch things. A big country that's so important, he'll love it. And get him the great
tremendous.
Yes, it's a signal. So I'll have that in mind.
the 2 days, October 27th and 28th, September 27th and 28th, or October 2nd.
Yeah, October 2nd is a little better for us for the reason that I am going to be out in California making that big swing.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm going to go back.
Those three you have guaranteed for October.